Former Wrangell Dr. Greg Szilard has been found guilty of distributing and receiving child pornography. A jury returned that verdict after only an hour and a half of deliberations. KTOO's Matt Miller reports.
Since jurors returned with a guilty verdict for receipt of child pornography, they were not required to reach a verdict on the lesser included charge of possession, or count three in the indictment against Szilard. Assistant U.S. Attorney Kyle Reardon says guilty verdicts for both receipt and possession of child pornography would essentially amount to double jeopardy. Reardon said Szilard will be extradited to Louisiana to face a charge of aggravated rape after his sentencing in Juneau on October 9th. He faces a sentence of 5 to 20 years in prison and a $250,000 fine for each child pornography charge. He could be on supervised release for as little as 5 years or as long as the rest of his life after he gets out of prison. Reardon said they were happy with the verdict. He said they felt they had a strong case with overwhelming evidence of Szilard's file sharing beyond any reasonable doubt. Reardon said it's not unusual for such cases to be built on circumstantial evidence rather than catching the perpetrator red-handed with the images still on their computer. "We're seeing more cases in which people download, view, and delete," Reardon said afterward. He says high-speed internet makes it practical along with the ubiquitousness of the images. They're not hard to find. "We use fragments and footprints to build cases," said Reardon, explaining how investigators dive deeper into a computer's operating system to find a circumstantial trail of pornography sharing over peer-to-peer networks. Jurors began deliberations at 11:45 a.m. on Tuesday, just as lunch was being delivered, and Reardon said they had a verdict at 1:15. Public defender Kara McNamara was not immediately available for comment. Over the course of the trial that started last week, jurors received a crash course in peer-to-peer file sharing, data files, hash values, IP addresses, jump lists, program registries, temporary files, the resilience of deleted files, and unallocated space on a hard drive. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.